What is up, my Bringlaza family? What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the newest edition of the Bringlaza podcast. And yes, you probably immediately hear some strange sounds in the background. And I hope you heard that horn. So as you can tell, I'm obviously outside, and I'm recording outside today because this is easily the most beautiful day I have ever seen in the year 2021. Yes, there have only been about 50 days, but this is the best one for sure. And guys, if you follow me close enough, which you probably would have to follow my Italian Time channel, and I think many of you don't follow that, but if you do, you know that I am no longer in Rome. I have left Italy, and now I am in Malta. Yes, strange, I know. Of all the places in the world, and of all the times in the history of the earth, now is probably not a good time to travel. Oh my god, Brian, you traveled? Yeah, I did. Because I work from home. I'm at home all the time. I don't even have internet, as you know. I was very bored. My wife Sonia and I decided, honestly, let's leave. We did a little bit of research. It turns out, yes, you can travel. Everyone thinks, oh my god, Italy is closed. I can't travel from region to region, let alone traveling out of the country. Well, the first half of that is true, but the second half isn't. You cannot travel from region to region. If I wanted to go to Naples, I couldn't go because I'm in Lazio. But I could leave the country and go to Malta. So that's exactly what I did. And now I just want to describe exactly what I'm seeing, because you don't see any images, but I am surrounded by beauty right now. I didn't realize how beautiful Malta really was. I'm looking up off into the distance right now. You probably hear the birds chirping. I'm on the fourth floor of my apartment building, and the fifth floor is the top, so I'm the second to last floor. To the east, I have the sea, and I have a Maltese flag blowing in the wind. And behind the flag is the sea, the Mediterranean Sea. To my right, I have another apartment building, that rich yellow limestone color. And up in the sky, the bright blue sky with a strong yellow sun shining down onto my face. Down below, I have a street nice and packed, like most streets in Malta. It's very tight and only one car could pass. And there are flower pots, and there are windows, and there are balconies, and everything is that yellowish limestone color. We're on kind of the top of a hill, and yeah, it's very picturesque, to put it into one word. I would say picturesque. Everywhere you go in Malta is so beautiful, and that sounds super cliche, but I don't know how else to say it. It's very, very gorgeous, and I'm super happy to be here. So I just want to talk about what is happening. So as you guys know, COVID. Yes, I know, everyone has coronavirus, but actually looking at the statistics, things seem to be getting a little bit better. And Sonia was watching a video, and this man had gone to Spain. Yes, excuse the background sound, but also soak up the atmosphere. We're living now, okay? So this man, anyway, on a YouTube video, he had gone to Spain, and he was Italian. So watching that video, Sonia realized, wait, we can travel. I think it's a misconception right now in February 2021. You can't travel. As I said earlier, you can. So what did we do to make this happen? We did a little bit of research. Originally, We planned on going to Slovakia, Bratislava, the capital. That ended up being a bad idea because Bratislava, well, Slovakia, is in a 20-hour-a-day lockdown. And those 4 hours where it's not lockdown is from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. So basically, Bratislava is on a complete lockdown right now. So we said, okay, we don't want to go to Bratislava. Our next option was Croatia. And I don't know why exactly we decided that that was not the best choice for us. So we went from Slovakia to Croatia, and we kept on going west, south of Sicily, a little island in the Mediterranean. We landed on Malta. And we thought, well, Malta could be a good place. Sonia had never been here. I had never been here. And it's actually pretty COVID-friendly, if you could say that. The cases aren't too bad. They have like 100 a day. Granted, it's a way smaller population, but only about 100, 125 cases a day. And the requirements to come to Malta were doable. All you need was a negative coronavirus test within 72 hours of arrival, actually before arriving. So what Sony and I did is on Tuesday afternoon, we went and took a coronavirus test. The next day, Wednesday, we got our results. She and I were both negative. Luckily, thank goodness, or else we would not have been able to come. So she and I were negative. And then we packed our bags on Thursday. And Friday morning, we left. So we went to Fiumicino Airport in Rome. And then flew down to the Malta International Airport, which I don't know exactly what city it's in, but Malta is a small country, so she and I are staying in Valletta, which is about a 20-minute drive from the airport in Malta. So we landed on Friday morning. Someone picked us up and drove us to our Airbnb apartment that we are staying in. And ladies and gentlemen, Sony and I will be staying in this apartment for 1 month. 28 days to be precise. And you know what? We've been considering, we like it here, we're working, we're not taking a vacation, we're not on holiday by any means. We're literally working the exact same amount, nothing has changed for work, and yes, this is one of the best parts about working online. You can do it anywhere, so that's what we're doing, and we're going to stay here for 4 weeks, 28 days, 1 month. And if we want to stay even longer, that's what we're going to do, because to be honest, we can. And it's been such a nice experience. Like right now, I'm recording this on my balcony, and like the sun is just shining down onto my face, and it's giving me so much energy and life. And it's something I've really missed, because I was stuck in that house basically 24 hours a day. If you take away the weekend where Sony and I went out maybe to a coffee shop or something, or we met up with a couple friends, which was legal. If you take that away, like, we had no real reason to leave the house, but Malta is pretty different. So I'm going to tell you guys why. Basically, in Malta, everything is open, which I know everyone has their opinion, like, oh my God, everything's open? That's terrible. Some people have their opinion like, thank you, Malta. Keep everything open. So I'm not going to say which opinion is right or wrong, but the fact is that everything is open in Malta except for like bars. Like nightlife is not open. You can't go to a discotheque. You cannot go to a club or a bar. But restaurants, shops, malls, grocery stores, they're all open, normal scheduling basically. And as a result of that, I have seen the Maltese people are out and they're enjoying life. And you've probably already heard some life in the background of the podcast if my microphone's picking up the sound. There are people, there's movement, there are voices, there are cars, there's music, there's food, you smell the food, there's movement, okay? And it's like putting a syringe, a needle into my arm and injecting life back into me, because it's good to see. The only really rule with coronavirus now in Malta is when you're outside, you have to wear a mask at all times unless you're smoking a cigarette, which I don't do, so I don't have the advantage of taking my mask off to smoke a cigarette. Or, of course, if you're eating. So if you're sat down at a restaurant or a coffee shop, you're allowed to take your mask off. And if police see you without a mask, when you should have a mask on, it's a $100 fine. But I like this. If you admit that you didn't have it wrong, so you basically, that you didn't have it on, and you admit, I was wrong, the fine goes from 100 euros to 50 euros. So that's kind of cool. It's a 50 euro fine, and our taxi driver at the airport told us that. I haven't seen anyone getting a fine. I haven't gotten a fine. I've worn my mask like a good boy. So I personally like the Maltese system. Everything's open, but you have to wear a mask. So it's like, be careful, protect yourself, protect others, and doing so, life can continue. So you see, Malta seems to be buzzing a little bit. There's life, there's movement, and it's really exciting. And, you know, on top of that, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but the weather, whew, the weather has been nice. Today, it feels like it's like 22 degrees. The sun is shining. And apparently back in Rome, it's like super cold. So if you're still in Italy, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. But at the same time, if you can, if it's possible, you can travel. And you know what? Come join me in Malta. Get an Airbnb, work from home. And I think you guys would enjoy it. A lot of people are in this, as you call it, smart working, or working from home. If you're working from home and you can work from home anywhere, you might as well change your location and come somewhere else. So yeah, I'm not really sure what else to add. I felt inspired to share how I was feeling because it just feels so good and warm, and my sleeves are rolled up, and it's awesome. So I'm really enjoying my time in Malta so far, and probably in the next few days, I'll make another episode about my first impressions of Malta. I will give a quick preview saying I really like it, and I'll get into it more next time. But Malta's awesome, and I hope you guys are enjoying life wherever you are, whether you're in America or Italy or Germany or wherever you're listening from. I hope you're enjoying life. Remember to smile. And there is hope, ladies and gentlemen. There is hope. I'm getting a taste of hope. Now I have been injected with life again, and I'm really enjoying it. And when COVID ends and when life goes back to normal, everyone will be super happy because I'm getting a small taste of it now, and it's rejuvenating. So keep fighting, keep battling, stay tough, get through it. And soon enough, ladies and gentlemen, we are all going to be enjoying life again. So I'm going to stop there. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I look forward to talking to you again soon when I have more about Malta. Enjoy your day, enjoy your night, and I will talk to you guys soon, okay? Peace.